Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Cynthia Ruiz, Wise Latina. Happy 2016. So for 2016, I wanted to share a thought with you starting off this year. So the thought I wanted to share with you is strive for simplicity. Strive for simplicity. So in today's hectic world, our lives are so complicated, and so many people feel stressed, they feel like they're under pressure, but the reality is most of the stress that we have, we put on ourselves. So what I wanted to do today, when I'm talking about striving for simplicity, I wanted to share with you some of my wisdom from my ancestors, and I am half Mexican and half Cherokee, so I want to share a little bit about my Cherokee culture. The Cherokees were all about harmony and balance. So the primary belief of the Cherokee people was that you always strive for a sense of balance. And if something was out of balance, it needed to be corrected. So you want to strive for balance and harmony in three areas: your mind, body, and your spirit. So let's start off by talking about striving for simplicity with your mind. So when we talk about the mind, what you need to do is you need to let go of what is no longer serving your greater good. So that could be thoughts, let go of negative thoughts or any type of thoughts that are not serving you. Emotions, and when I talk about emotions, it could be anger, resentment, insecurity, fear, anxiety. There's a lot of emotions that we hang on to that it's time to let go. Also, when you're clearing your mind, you can also clear people in your life. Now, what happens in life, I say that people come into your life for a reason, season, or lifetime. So sometimes people only come into your life for a season or a reason. Now, once that season is over or that reason has been revealed, it's time to let them go. And I know that I equate this to cleaning your closet. You know, every year, at the beginning of the year, it's a good time to clean your closet from thoughts, emotions, and people. I know it's hard for a lot of people to understand that it's okay to let go of people that are no longer serving your greatest good. It could be people filled with drama, negativity, whatever it is. So to clear your mind, let go of thoughts, emotions, and people that are no longer serving your greatest good. Now let me talk about body. Because when it really comes about having harmony with your body, it's very simple. It's eating healthy and exercising. Now, I know at the beginning of the year, a lot of people have their New Year's resolution, and so many people say they want to lose weight. Well, the reality is that fad diets are just that, fads. So what you really have to do is adopt a healthy lifestyle where you're eating healthy and you're exercising. Now, exercise comes in a lot of different ways. It doesn't have to be going to the gym, although the gym is good. It could be walking. My favorite is hiking. Get out in Mother Nature and hike. Dance. Move. Whatever it is, you need to get your body in motion. So when we're talking about keeping it simple, it's very simple. How many calories you take in and how many calories you burn. That's the secret formula of staying healthy. The third thing is spirit. So we have mind, body, spirit. For me, spirit comes in two ways: prayer and meditation. I like to say prayer is me talking to God, and meditation is me listening. Now, a lot of people, when I talk about meditation, they're really not sure of what that means. So what I'm going to do is share with you what it means to me. So meditation is really finding that quiet time, that quiet space to be able to sit in stillness in the present moment. Now, a lot of people say, well, I don't know how to meditate. How do you meditate? Well, the first thing I recommend is clearing some time on your schedule, hopefully to begin with 10 to 20 minutes. And most of our smartphones have timers, so I time it, let's say, for 20 minutes. Then I sit in a place, because I prefer to sit. Some people think it's okay to lay down, but I prefer to sit. I sit down. I put both feet on the ground so I can ground myself. I close my eyes. And then I start off just by taking a few deep breaths. Really deep breaths. And then I release it. Deep breath. And release. So once I take a few deep breaths, clear my mind. And I know that's really difficult in the beginning because when I'm sitting there after my few deep breaths, sometimes my mind starts to wander and it starts to think of everything that I need to do later on in the day. It runs through my list of things to do. Okay, I have to go to the market. I have to pick up the clothes from the cleaners and on and on and on. So when my mind starts to wander, what I do is I bring it back. Again, back to my breath, because when I'm breathing, I'm focusing on the now. You can only breathe in the moment that you're in. So I try to clear my mind, not worry about what comes next, just worry, not even worry, just live in the present moment. Now, of course, you're going to hear noises, the dog barking, a car driving by, airplane going overhead. What I have learned to do, instead of focusing or fighting that sound that's happening, I acknowledge it and release it. So I have a little dog at home and he loves to bark, especially feels like when I'm trying to meditate, he starts barking. So what I do, instead of obsessing on the barking sound, I just acknowledge it and release it. It's almost like if it's floating away. Then I go back to my stillness. Now for me, sitting in stillness, it's gotten easier and easier and easier. But I have to say, it wasn't easy initially to get to a good place of meditation. It actually took me a long time. But it's worth it. Once you incorporate meditation into your daily habits and it becomes a habit, it really gives you that quality time that you need as a person. So that will help you with your spirit. So again, going back to you strive to be in harmony, and the way you get in harmony is with your mind, body, and spirit. It's interesting because in the Cherokee culture, the word that's used for health is the same word that's used for peace. So the thinking behind that is that if you're in good health, then you're at peace. And if you look at the medicine circle or the medicine wheel, it has no beginning and it has no end. So therefore, what it represents, a harmonious unity. So when everything, when your life is working well, when your mind, body, and spirit are working in harmony, you're going to have a sense of balance. Now, this is not to say that you're in balance every day, and that's why what I start out with, strive for simplicity. You strive for the simplicity. You strive for getting out all the complicated things out of your life and keeping it simple by keeping your life about harmony and balance with your mind, body, and spirit. Now, usually when people start off beginning of the year with their New Year's resolutions. They start off really well, and then a few weeks into it, they give up. So that way, for me, I do not set New Year's resolutions, but what I do is set goals and intentions. So my personal goal for this year is to develop inspirational and aspirational content. Having content that has meaning. And through this next year, I'm going to use a lot of different platforms. I'm going to use Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to use podcasts. I'm going to use videos. I'm going to use my website. A lot of different platforms to really develop that aspirational and inspirational content. So I like to set goals and intentions, and I set a path how I'm going to get there. So for me, that works, and I don't set, oh, I have a resolution that I have to lose so much weight or, you know, do something, because I know that if I am finding that harmony and balance with my health by eating healthy and working out, then that'll take care of itself. Again, it's about striving for that healthy lifestyle, because it really is a lifestyle. It's not a goal that I set 1 month and I'm going to do this. It's really about incorporating these concepts into your life. And for me, I have found that when I do take care of myself health-wise, having that healthy eating and working out, I physically feel better. And when I physically feel better, I also feel emotionally better. It kind of, you know, we're all connected. Our whole body is connected. So when you look at your life holistically and realize that your mind, body, and spirit are all connected and are all one, it's much easier to work towards this harmony and balance. So as I go into 2016, I also realize that 2015 was a very interesting year for me. It was a year of transitions, and also transitions, and my biggest transition that I made was with my career, transitioning out of one position and transitioning into self-employment. So I learned a lot of lessons in 2015. I did a lot of personal growth in 2015. And as I move out of 2015 and into 2016, I feel like I'm prepared to really take it to the next level of harmony and balance with the mind, body, and spirit. And I am excited about 2016, and I think you should be excited as well. Because once you realize that you are in control of your life, in the sense that you do have choices, you can make healthy choices of letting go of what's no longer serving you, bringing harmony and balance into your life, incorporating a healthy lifestyle of healthy eating and exercising, you'll find that your entire life will come together. So I'm happy. I want to wish you a very joyous, peaceful, prosperous 2016. And I hope that we stay connected. My name is Cynthia Ruiz, Wise Latina. You can find me on Facebook, Cynthia M. Ruiz. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. Look up my YouTube channel, Cynthia M. Ruiz, where I have a lot of different videos, where I've interviewed a lot of different people. And I really would like to stay connected with you in 2016. Again, my goal is to develop aspirational and inspirational content. And remember, in 2016, strive for simplicity, harmony, balance with your mind, body, and spirit. Until next time.